We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, the two dots, Itmar. We are learning what we had a Machlokes Rava and Abaya yesterday in the Sugya of Masasek, that if you try to cut something that's Talush, and you cut something that's Mechubra instead, which becomes the Isser of Kaitzer, so Rava says Yipata, why? Because I didn't try to do a Maisa Isser. When are you Chayiv by Shoigig? Is when you try to do Maisa Isser, but you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know it was Aser. But if you didn't try to do this Maisa at all, then Yipata. And Abaye says that you are Chayiv. Could you try to do this Maisa? You didn't try to do the Maisa Isser, but you tried to do a Maisa Chaticha, Maisa of cutting. So therefore, Abaye holds a Chayiv. And if you Abaye, what's Masasik? It means if you try to pick something up and then you cut something. You didn't try to do that Maisa at all. So Rava, you have to actually try to do the Maisa Isser, and you just don't know it's Aser. According to Abaya, as long as you try to do that Maisa, that's enough. That was Machlekes yesterday with Talosh and Mechuvah. Now, today we learn two more Machlekesim that are the same type of Machlekes, Rava and Abaya. Itman, the Skavon Lizrik Shtayim. Someone tried to throw something in Rosh Hashanah two Amos. The halacha is that in the Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to carry something four Amos. So if you throw something four Amos, if you throw something in the Shusharabim, four Amos. So here the guy wanted to throw two Amos, which is Mutter, and Vizarak Arabayil ended up throwing four Amos and went too far. So is that a Shogig or not? Rav Amma Potter, Abaya Machayev. Rav says it's not a Shogig, not Chayev a carbon. Abaya Machayev, Chayev a Chatos. Rav Amma Potter, the Loikam Machavim Zrikad Arabah. You didn't try to do a Zrika's Issa, which is a Zrika of four. You didn't try to do that. You tried to do a Zrika of two. So therefore, it's Mesasek. A Mesasek is not Chayiv. It's Potter. That's Machlek, as we spoke at yesterday, Achrayim, if it's Mutter or not. But the Mai said, Zicha not Chayiv, according to Rav. Rav holds Mesasek is Potter, and this is called Mesasek. Abai holds, it's not called Mesasek, because I tried to do a Zrika. Abai Omar, Chayiv, to become a Chavon, a Zrika Ba'alma. I'm trying to throw something. So it's another machlokes Abaye v'Rava, similar to the one we had yesterday, where someone was miskaving to cut a talush and he cut the mechubah. Here the same thing, he tried to throw it two and it went four. So he tried to do a zrika, he tried to throw something, just he wasn't trying to throw it the shear of Isser. And it landed going shear of Isser. So according to Rava, it's called Masasek, according to Abaye, a third machlokes that's similar. He was throwing something four amos. This time he tried to throw something four amos. But he thought he was in Rosh Hashanah. It was a private domain. And it landed up being in Rosh Hashanah. It landed up being in Rosh Hashanah. Rava Amma Pata. Vaya Machayim. Rava Amma Pata. Why? Doloi Machavim and Zrika Desura. I wasn't trying to do a Zrika Desura. I was trying to throw something in Rosh Hashanah, which is Homs and Mutter. So I wasn't trying to do a Maisa Issa. So that's called Misasek. Vaya Machayim. Yo Chayim. Why? Tell me, come Machavim. This thing you're trying to do, you're trying to throw something. But Kamachavon Zrikavam, you're trying to throw something. So it turns out we have three machlekes in Abaye v'Rava that sound very, very similar. The machlekes is where you tried to do the Meiser, but it wasn't a Meiser Isser. And even, so therefore, Rava holds as Masasik. Abaye holds, no, that's called a Shagig. Even though you knew it was Shabbos, they knew the Malacha was Aser, that's a case of Shagig. So Zokta Gemara v'Tzricha, we need all three machlekesim to bring out the shitas of Abaye and Rava, to bring out the opinions of Abaye and Rava. Tzricha. The Ashmina Kamaisa, if you would have said the first machlokes, where someone tried to cut a detached carrot and I'm cutting attached carrot, a carrot that's attached to the ground. You need that machlokes. The Ashmina Kamaisa, but who come with Rava? The Rava says it's Masasik. Why? He wasn't trying to do a cutting of Isser at all. He was cutting a loose carrot. But when you try to throw something two amos, and it went four amos, there, at least every four amos has a throwing of two amos. So two amos is like a little bit of a chatzi shir, not mamish, but it's part of the iser. Is that possible to have four without two? Maybe Abaye would agree. Maybe he would agree to Abaye. That's called Azrika is Maisa Issa. He's trying to do Maisa Issa. Because when you're trying to do two, it is a little bit of a Maisa Issa. You know, it's Mutter. But since every Azrika of four needs Azrika of two, so maybe that would be called a Maisa Issa. If Rava said over here, still here, it's called Masasik and Potter. But how come Rava, the Holoka Mechavon, Zrika the Abba? You're not trying to do a Maisa, Zrika of Abba. So you're not trying to do a Maisa Isser of Abba. Aval Kasavish Yachav, this is Rav, the Mechavon, Zrika the Abba. They're trying to do a Zrika of four. Imam's trying to do this. So Eman Moyle Abai, Mele Grita Abai, that's called a Shaykh, and that's called a Masasik. Tricha. Kamash Lon, the Rava is still called, we call Masasik. We think it's a Shayachid. So you didn't know that it was Rav at all. That's not called Mechavon to Maisa Isser at all. And according to Rava, it will be a misasek. So I'm about, right, we're going to have a kasha on Rava, and we had this type of Gemara already, the similar Gemara already. This will be the third time we're having this Gemara. Tanan, we'll enter the Mishnah, which is later on this Amud. Avos Melachos Abam Chasachas. There are 39 Melachos. Vavinim Vamanyan Alamali. What do you need to count it? It's you just count it up yourself. You see 39. Vam Rabbi Yechanan Shema Son Kulam Behelam Echad. Rabbi Yechanan says, teaching us, we did all 39 in one forgetting. Chayva kol achas v'achas. Chayv on each malacha a separate chatas. So the question is going to be in the Gemara, that how could it be that I forgot all 39 malachas and I still know about Shabbos? So Mishlam la'abayu damakiyai gavno chayiv, that you chayiv in a shayig, type of shayig where you know about Shabbos, you know about the Isser, just the shayig is that I tried to do less and I did a little more. So then it's very geschmack how it's possible that he knows about Shabbos and he's still called a shaygig. How is that? Meshkachas lo du yoda di yisur the Shabbos. We all listen to Malachas. He knows that it's a Shabbos, he knows that it's Malachas. V'kata b'shurim, and he made a mistake in the shir, which means that he tried to throw it two and it went four. Or he throws shirabim, that type of mistake. So it's very geschmack how he knows about Shabbos. And he just made a mistake in the Malachos. So that's why you can chay 39 chatois. El Rava Dama Potter, but Rava holds in that case, you're misasik. So the only way a person's chay v'chat is if he gets his Shabbos or if he forgets about the Malachos. So heichim shkachas lo, so how's it possible to be chay 39 different Malachos? But Zodin Shabbos, Shigas Malachos. Where he knows about Shabbos and doesn't know about the Malachos. So how's that possible? What does he know about Shabbos? All 39 Malachos he thinks is mutter. So honik is sovel krav yechon dama kivin shashagav kareis. It's good for Rabbi Yechon, we have before, that a shaygig is even someone who knows it's aser, but he doesn't know about the karas. So then he knows about, then it's very geschmack. He made 39 mistakes, he thought they were all not karas, and he knew about the lavs, he knew about Shabbos. Stik of Chai 39 chatoids. Shaggah of karas, abish his belav, meshkachah of the other Shabbos, knew about Shabbos belav, but he didn't know about the karas. Therefore, Chai 39 malachas. It's only called a shaygig if you forget the lav and the karas. You don't know what the lav and the karas. So now here, all 39 malachas, you think it's mutter. And so what do you mean you know about Shabbos? What do you know Shabbos about? The other little Shabbos mai. Because he said Bishlam labayu. He said the case is he knows everything is also just he made a mistake in shurim. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, you can know everything is also by lav. But according to Bishlam malachas, that there's no lav, no karas. You don't know anything. So what do you know Shabbos about? And for the Gemara, the Yod Lo V'Tchumim, Liv Rav Akiva, you know about the Issa Tchumim, according to Rav Akiva, holds Tchumim is the Raisa, and Tchumim, as we know, is not Chayiv Karas or Chayiv Karbon. It's not one of the 39 Malachas. So here, you know Shabbos, Liv Rav Tchumim, but you don't know the other 39 Malachas, therefore it's possible to Chayiv 39 different Chatois. Ad Kan, the Sugya, which we call the Sugya of Shkogas. And now we're going to start the Mishnah, the most famous Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, the Mishnah of the 39 Malachas. Zok the Mishnah. Avos Malachos Arba'am Chos Achas. The number of Avos Malachos on Shabbos are 39 Avos Malachos. And Pashut Pshat, what makes something into Av, is something that was in the Mishkan. If they had this type of Malacha in the Mishkan, so then they became Av. And which type of things they did in the Mishkan? So according to Rashi, they made the dyes to color the Mishkan's curtains and these things. So those needed a process of harvesting different grains and cooking them up. And that's how they made the dyes and different parts of Binyan. All things in the Mishkan were Avos. And we'll see in the Gemara that two things that are similar, let's say, for example, they used really bishul in the Mishkan. So baking is also called bishul. So oifa and bishul are both called the av malacha, even though maybe they didn't have oifa, they didn't have baking, but they did have bishul. So those are 39 malachas. Now the mission is to go through what are the 39 malachas. Obvious malachas of Am Chasachas. The first one is Hazireya, which is planting. And that means someone takes a seed and puts it into the ground to plant. Now what's the halacha? So that's called one of the obvious malachas. What's the halacha if he puts it in, and an hour later before it, you know, it starts taking root, it takes probably a day or two to take root, he pulls it out. Is he chayiv or pater? So Rosh Hashanah says, he pater. Similar to someone who bakes something we have before, that haroides has passed, if you take it out, that will stop the issur bishul. So you also stop the issur zareah, because zareah is the maises now, and if the end of the day it takes root, that's when the person is chayiv. But if he takes it out, then he's pater. The Mechas Chinuch, on the other hand, argues, and he holds that if I put it in, even if I take it out afterwards, that alone, the maisa zareah is ready, the issur malacha of zareah. So the first one is Hazareya, Vahacharish means plowing. Vahakoitzer means to cut, to reap the tvua, the grain. Vahamame means to gather. Hadosh means to thresh. Vahazoira, threshing means that they used to either jump on it or do it by hand and break the chaff off the wheat. Vahazoira, winnowing, you throw into the ear, into the wind, and the wind separates the bad from the good. Habayrer, which means like selecting, we'll see that it sounds like Zoira, Beira, and Merakit are very similar. So Zoira is winnowing, that's in the wind. HaBeira is selecting. Rashi says that's by hand. HaToichen is grinding. Merakit is sifting, that's with like a sifter. VaHalosh is kneading. VaOifeh is baking. So the first 11 malachas of the 39 malachas are called Sidur the Pas in the Gemara. This is the way you make pas. So even though Rashi speaks out, we didn't make pas in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they used it for dyeing. But these malachas, these 11 malachas. But since the Mishnah wanted to say the way you make pas, therefore it said oifah, it said baking. But all these 11 malachas were in the Mishkan in a different oifin. They were done in the Mishkan to make dye. But kaparim, these first 11 of these malachas are all the process of making bread. So Mishnah says further, now I want to talk about another 13 malachas, and this is making like cloth or curtains they used to make in the Mishkan. So Hagoyz Zatzemeh, they sheared the wool, Hamalabnoi, they washed it, make it white, make it clean. Vamanaftsoi, that means they take out the bad stuff from it, like distangling it, or there's any like things through it, they comb it through, like combing. Vamanaftsoi is distangling it. Vatsoive means to dye it. Vatoive means to spin. They spin the thread, make threads. Vamesach, that means they put the thread onto the loom. And it was a stickle of umnas to put the thread over the loom. The English word for it is warping. Vaoisach, they bought the nirim, that they made two little holes. They took like a frame and put strings in it with a little hole in the middle of it. And they put the threads through that hole to set up the loom. Another way of setting up the loom. Vaoirek, shnei chutim. Someone who weaves two threads, that's the issur of oireg. That's one of the issurim of making the curtains. That means removing two threads. Rashi says sometimes that it's too tight, the material gets too tight, and you have to remove two threads. That's the issur of the raisa, av malacha. Hakosher, you tie a knot, I guess you tie the ends. Vahamata, untying the knot. Vatovish de tefiris is sewing two stitches, that means sewing with a needle. Till now we're talking about sewing, oireg is with a loom. Is weaving. Teifer is sewing. And akarei am nasut v'shet firist, and to rip, to tear, in order to sew two stitches. So that's 13 malachas of making curtains. Now the Gemara is another few malachas of preparing like hides and skins. So atzotzvi, you capture a deer, you trap a deer. Trapping a deer is a malacha. Hashechta, you shecht it. Vamavshita, you skin it. Hamolcha, you salt it. You do tanning. And the Gemara asked, are really molcha, salting, and tanning are the same thing? And therefore, the Gemara will make that into one. And the Gemara is going to add on sirtut, which means, like, before you cut it, you make a line to make sure you cut straight. So that's that, which means to smooth it out. A lot of times that's hair on it. And so you have to smooth it out, you know, scraping off the hair. And that means actually cutting it. That means cutting it into specific size to make it into anything you want. So that's also an av malacha. the next few malachas, a kaisiv shtei oisis, writing two letters, that's called ksiva. V'hamoich amnasav tzei oisis, or it means to erase amnas to write two oisis. And the Rishonim, including Taisvis, all they asked that why some of the things in the Mishnah says shiurim, let's say shtei tfirois or shtei oisis, and some doesn't say any shiurim in the Mishnah, even though there is a shir. So the Sfasama says that certain things that were out the shir, it's not even malacha. The whole malacha needs the shir. If you write one ois, it's not writing. Writing means writing a word, so you have to have two letters. Same thing with sewing. You don't make two stitches, it's nothing. It didn't do anything. Therefore, it has to speak out. You did those two things. That's the whole shame malacha. Haboina, which is building. Hasaiser, vasaiser means demolishing. Hamachabe, extinguishing a fire. Vamavim is lighting a fire. Hamakapatish, that's Rashi says they used to finish up the hammer, used to bang it on something, and that smoothed it out. And that finished it off. It's anything the metal used to bang it onto, bang it, and that shaped it into shape. So the final blow means that they shaped it out. This is the final thing that shapes out the kli. And we use this for a lot of things, a lot of malachas, that something, you finish something off, it's makav patish. And the last one of his malachas is hamoitzi mirishus lirishus. Taking out from one rishus to another rishus. Means going from shiyachad to shirabim, carrying from shiyachad to shirabim, or shirabim to shiyachad. People transferring. And included in here is havaro, which is carrying to shirabim. Hare elu avos malachos avom chasa achas. These are the 39 avos malachos that are usher on Shabbos.